Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What up, Challenge fans? We are here through all of it. AfterBuzz TV, the Challenge, the original. We've got a full crew in the house tonight, literally in the house tonight. We've got Pam, David, Benny, Jenna, and Dan the Man. If you think I'm a man, woo! That's what I am. Woo! How's everyone doing?
Good. Hanging in there. Mm-hmm. Doing the quarantine thing, you know?
Awesome.
Hey, David, welcome back. We got you back on the After Show.
Yes, yay. You invited me. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. I feel honored.
You're invited, David. You got RSVP next time, bro.
Seriously.
Let's get right into it, guys. We have the shortest alliance I've ever seen in my life. We've got Ashley and Maddie. lasts all of about 5 minutes, possibly. We don't really know. And then that turns into, that turns into Bear using a fire extinguisher like a little kid in elementary school trying to pick on the girl he likes, Kayla. And then that turns into Maddie standing up for Bear because Ashley spit on Bear. And then now Maddie and Ashley hate each other. And now everyone hates Ashley. And before we all get into it, I'll say this. I don't know why Ashley doesn't have a right to be a little upset that she just got a bunch of toxic chemicals poured on her. I'd be upset too.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get the ball rolling.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Dan. I for once, actually agree with Ashley, and I think she was in the right to be upset. I mean, someone comes in there, sprays a fire extinguisher on you. I think it's a natural reaction to be pretty pissed off about that.
She had every right to be pissed off. I completely agree. But I don't think she should have spit in his face. Like, she didn't have to do that.
Yeah, that's but the one yeah, thing I would had, think, yeah.
She had every right to – everyone in that room had every right to be pissed like no other. But spitting was a little too far. She took herself down a notch when she did that.
I liked her. I wish that it didn't erupt. It wasn't the shortest alliance ever, because that could have been a great alliance. I would have liked to see Maddie and Ashley team up. To me, I think Bear was gazillion percent in the wrong. I have to say, it just seemed like a complete drunk fight that meant absolutely nothing. Like, I think Maddie was lit and was like, where I'm from, you don't spit at someone. Like, what did she care? Why was she involved? It totally got blown out of proportion. I love Maddie. I love Ashley. But as Jenna actually said in this episode, if you get in a fight the night before, you're the target the next day. People will look for anything, because how are you going to pick? I hated to see this elimination. I've just fallen in love with Ashley, and I did not want to see her or Dee go. So I was upset.
I almost thought when Maddie came in at first, it was kind of like, her and Ashley just had this one-on-one, heart-to-heart, or at least this is the timeline that we're seeing it in. And I almost took it as her just being a true, honest friend, saying, hey, you can be wrong, but you're not going to spit. Like, that's not cool. Still kind of take care of yourself, present yourself the best that you can, and that's a gross move. I almost took it as, like, hey, I'm your best friend, so I'm going to be honest with you, sort of thing.
Right.
And I think it was a total boneheaded move by Bear. I don't think he was malicious. He wasn't ill-intended. It was one of these pranks that we've seen time and time again on the Challenge, where you go in thinking that you're going to be, like, the life of the party and the biggest jokester and the biggest prankster. Totally backfires. They're in a bunker where people are already having a hard time breathing. You're going to blow toxic air in their face. He's trying to show off for Kayla. I thought, and when Ashley spits in his face, how calm is he? He's like completely keeps it together, which just shows that like he never really had the ill intent at all.
Right.
Or, you know, see, regardless of what happened.
Well, this is the thing about Bear. Bear knows that he's good TV, and he's going to do whatever he can do to make good TV. And he knows people are going to like it because he knows he has that persona, that jokester type of persona. So he's going to do what he can to get people watching. He knew what he was doing.
Spitting in his face. I don't think spitting in his face was...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Nearly as like awful as what he did. Maybe I'm sensitive to it now because we're in the midst of a pandemic, but I'm like, that's not good for someone's respiratory system. Like, right. Imagining someone blowing a freaking fire. I don't know what's in there, but I'm like, ha ha, laughing till in 20 years they all have like.
So Ashley says, I can't.
Yeah,
well, Ashley says, I can't believe you blew these toxic chemicals in my face. And then Maddie comes back at her, and she's like, well, that's not the worst thing you've ever had in my mouth.
Right.
But then Ashley low blows her and talks about, I believe, her DUI.
Right.
And then everyone's all pissed off at Ashley. I'm like, Maddie, did you not start it? Like, get out of here with that
Dan,
BS.
I am with you.
Oh, great.
I know. I'm with you. I feel like, Maddie, why were you? I think, again, I'm chalking it up to drunk. I think it was just drunk words. Like, it was just more, she decided she was going to dig in real hard and be anti-Ashley for spitting at him. I don't know why, but she really committed to that. And it just led to low blow after low blow.
Was Maddie even in the room?
No, that's when Nani got involved. Nani was like, you weren't there. Get out. What are you talking about?
I'm glad one person stood up for Ashley and Nani jumped in. I was like, thank God. Like, am I taking crazy pills? Or, I mean, I personally, if I got a fire extinguisher on me, I'd probably just be like, that's lame. And I'd laugh and whatever. And I'd walk away from the situation. But I can see why someone else would get mad. And I have sympathy for that person. I'm not going to go, you're wrong. It's totally okay to have stuff blown in your face that you don't want.
Yeah. Yeah, no, right. Bear is wrong for sure. Yeah, that's
yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
and just getting 100%. Overly involved when you don't have a dog in the fight. Like, I don't know why Maddie, again, that's why I'm chalking it up to just getting displaced passion for Bear's safety. But it seemed a little right. Like, you know, when sometimes you'll just dive in real hard, like, and just, you know, double down on something that's not important to you. I feel like, and I'm excited to check social media, Maddie looking back will be like, I don't know why I got so, that's my guess. Cause it's like a weird place to put such.
All right, go ahead, Benny. Benny's got the score.
I'm going to save it for news and gossip, but I do know what happened between the two. Ashley, she was on Instagram Live and she pretty
go ahead.
Much.
Just say it now. Said,
just say it now.
Let's
I'm not
going to
have news and gossip then.
Oh, well, all right, we'll wait.
Well, I have one thing that maybe coincides with this, but maybe you were going to bring up, and has to do with Nani doing more in this fight than we saw. So I love Nani stepping up because I love this, like, Nani is never afraid to say what she thinks, and that's what I love about her. And people can argue, what does anybody have anything to do with any fight in the house? But that's why these people are here. They all have something to say. Anything in this house is almost like everybody's business. They're quarantined before the quarantine. You know, they have something to say, they're going to say it. So Nani was also in the room with the smoke, right? So she did even more, and she even threw coffee at Bear and threw a pillow at him, which I think it's fair game. It's free game. Bear comes in with a fire extinguisher. She's going to throw a little coffee, throw a pillow, like throw it right back at him.
What made people so mad at Ashley, I think, was the low blow. Maddie was low, but I think that based on the sort of Maddie's comments after their fight, she had confided that in Ashley. It wasn't sort of common knowledge. So that's why it was especially a low blow. And I get it. It is a low blow. I just think it sucks that all that went down when it did and Ashley had to go in.
All right. And then the only other thing I had about this was that Bear's wearing goggles and he's standing between the security guards, like pretending that he's like a part of the security guards. I was like, Bear, it's kind of funny, but at the same time, dude, get out. I'm done. Just go away. It's over. All right. We get to the challenge of the night. It's a girls' elimination. TJ starts it off by saying, this is going to suck, which makes me like, oh, this is going to be awesome. It's called Cold War. they got to get these puzzle pieces underground. You got three divers and you got two people called breakers, and they're up there breaking ice. My only thought when this starts is, yeah, the water's going to be cold. My other thought is, when those chunks of ice are flying down that chute, what if someone gets hit in the noggin?
Right.
What's that about?
I have an answer. I think that where the ice was landing was not near separate. Where the puzzle pieces were locked.
That's what I thought,
the puzzle pieces
too.
Were locked down, and it was the other side.
Like, you're underwater and it's cold. You kind of lose where you are. What if you wandered over there by accident looking for something? Like, that would have killed getting hit by that ice at that
That's
speed.
It's a crazy mm-hmm. challenge, for sure. I mean, I just saw it announcing. But, I mean, talk about shrinkage, Dan. It's crazy.
Wasn't that, like, sort of unfair to the team? Didn't the breakers do almost nothing? Like, so you've got three people in the freezing cold, and then they have to get out of the thing and solve the puzzle. I thought the breakers would at least be involved in doing the puzzle. Like,
the breakers could have solved it instead, you know?
Yeah, I feel like the breakers had the easiest task of
it
all.
They didn't do anything.
Ice and kind of hung out. Yeah.
What the breakers, this could be a spin zone. What the breakers, what their purpose could have been was just eliminating kind of, well, I don't want to call them weak because no one was really weak. Like Casey was up there cracking ice. Jenny was up there breaking ice. But maybe for people that felt like they couldn't contribute very well or efficiently to this challenge, if they're like terrified of water or cold water especially, it at least kind of eliminates a liability from the challenge. Like if you're going to fully suck at it, at least you can remove one of those teammates from participating, because you know when you're working in a group and you have to deal with somebody who really sucks at this, that it makes it worse. Even though you have an extra body, it's really just a liability. So at least kind of remove somebody from the situation, I guess.
Jen, would you rather be a breaker or in the water?
I'd rather be back at the bunker, wrapped in a blanket.
Of course you would.
Didn't one group not even like break the ice because they're like, we don't want the water to be cold for
that
the
was for
other
Tori.
Group.
That was for Tori.
So they didn't even do anything for that one.
Right. That was, I agree, Jenna, exactly with you, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah, free pass. Like it wound up being fine. And I'm not saying it was a free pass. I'm sure it's hard to chop ice, whatever. I don't think any of it was pleasant, but going in the freezing water and then doing a puzzle is a lot worse. I think they should have had more teams of three. Like the whole breaker job could have been done on some rotation.
I was losing track of who was on whose team anyways. I didn't know what the hell was going on half the time. Like, I'm like, who's with who? Who am I rooting for here? I was just like, all right, it's cold water. That's
really only three people participated. That's my point. Like the breakers, one team didn't do anything because the next team didn't want them to. Jordan said, I'm not making the water colder for Tori. I'm not going to do anything, basically. So like, out of two of the maybe five or six teams, we know they didn't do anything. I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like the breakers got, I don't know why I'm maddying down about it, getting so mad about it, but it does seem like they got a free, that was a free win for the breakers on the way.
Pam has brought her quarantine emotions to the table. She's in her feelings. No, I think, and as we saw the differences in the temperature, so the ice really screws the last group. So if you're the first group to go, I knew the teams are randomly selected. I wonder if the order was randomly selected because when they started 60 degrees, by the time it finishes, the last group is 53 degrees.
Right.
And the fact that Nelson's team was the second to go and he's like going into shock mode and he's on the ambulance, I thought they were going to call it. But the fact that they kept going. So my question is, it's like, yes, it's a competition. You have to be ruthless and you want to win. But aren't you almost kind of a dick if you're throwing ice cubes into the pool now? Because you're maybe sending your friends to the hospital.
True.
At one point I saw it got down to 51 degrees, actually. And
thing,
I mean, look, cold water is no joke. I grew up on a lake in Massachusetts, guys.
Ding, ding, ding.
And when the actual lake unfroze, we would try to go right in. And it is, you can't, I don't know how they stayed in as long as they did. And you know it's bad when TJ is telling them to get the hell out of the water. You're done. You're done. He must have seen that the time had lapsed or something. And that these guys are like seriously going to get injured. Kayla, Nelson, and
D.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for them. And you have to chalk this up to Bananas. Hate him or love him, he is really just the master at strategies and the challenge.
Yep.
He always, daily challenges, he always knows the right way to do things. You know, he was waiting till the buoys floated to the top so they weren't exerting extra energy.
Well, he didn't remove them. Yeah, he just didn't remove them until they were all floating.
Right.
Just so smart. Super smart.
So smart.
And Wes, West.
West
Pia. Hit?
Yeah.
Yeah. That
yeah,
was
well, West. That Wes usually puts
smart.
The C in cool, but tonight he put the C in pool. So there you go. Oh,
but jump punch. Find him at Idiot Box Boys on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on this, guys?
That was scary and so brutal for the three, and so not a big deal for the two. That it was good. It was a nail biter. I mean, it was a good competition. For sure. I just thought the breakers versus the swimmers, you know how I feel, was pretty unfair. Some people got
Do you guys think this was like the most dangerous challenge we've seen so far?
Well, I'd love to get, it reminded me, remember when Leroy slipped off the roof and they had to stop, we didn't see? Remember when the car jumping?
Or the car, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was gnarly.
I wondered if this was something like that, like with after. I wonder if behind the scenes they had to let the water get a little warmer.
I want to say the heat in the desert might be worse, though, just because they're there for a longer period of time and the dehydration sets in. I mean, this water thing, yeah, they're in there for 15 minutes, but then it's over. The heat thing, they're out there for hours just trying to survive that. So maybe that's worse, but.
Yeah, War of the Worlds 1 in the desert when Georgia passes out and Hunter's going to
turbo
pass out.
Yeah.
Right.
But this was just a daily heat. This wasn't like the finale.
True, okay,
it was
true.
Pretty big for a.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it was pretty bad for. You don't see a lot of needing to go to on an ambulance just from participating in the heats.
Yeah. Unless I mean, I think it definitely pays. I mean, yeah, the water was warmer to start, but also, like, bananas, they won because they got to kind of see the other strategies and kind of be like, oh, well, that's killing their fingers. So going second or third or fourth in this, I think, really also might have helped, too.
Agree, for sure.
Shout out Anissa, too. I like to see her back in action. She did
she was
good.
Yeah.
She was super excited, too. I loved it the way that they were jumping up and down and all hugged each other after. It was nice to see her kind of have a spark instead of doing the whole hanging back and just being like the mother hen observing everything.
With her priceless. All right,
so team four wins. Big T, Casey, Bananas, Anissa, and Bear. And we have the quickest nominations ever in the history of this four episode show so far, season 35. Ashley's going in. I don't know what else to say about that. Anyone?
We sort of did it. Basically, she was kind of scapegoated. I wish she had fought a little harder and tried to maybe throw in a rookie, but it is what it is.
I'm surprised that Bailey didn't get sent in, because I thought they were going with the whole like we're sending rookies in first and saving everyone else.
I thought it was because she has Swaggy G with her, so it doesn't matter, you know.
Yeah, she's kind of protected a little bit. But, I mean, I think it was a given, though. Ashley's back was against the wall. That's a given, you know. She's kind of screwed.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's one of those things, like we said last week, you throw some into the wall, it sticks. It was a domino effect. Everybody wanted Ashley. She knew it. I think as far as Ashley's standards go, you're always going to get some sort of hysterics and reactive from her. She composed her emotions pretty well. I love the whole get on top of the table, because you can't have something without Ashley bringing like all the theatrics to the runway. And I feel like no household appliance is ever safe of her around. She like kicks a table again. Last week she punched a lamp. You're always going to get something. But in terms of how she reacts to things, she was pretty composed. I mean, it was like the kindest elimination voting. Everybody was super nice about it. Yeah. Like, no bad blood. You're going to do great, girl. We just had to do this. Kyle even cut it short. Whoever says, okay, let's stop
Kyle.
Voting because we're picking on someone. No one's ever done that.
Well, Kyle was still a dick. He was like, we don't need to humiliate Ashley any further. Let's cut this unless someone, which I think was kind of a Kyle, like a dig and a nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I took it as nice. Okay, yeah.
I thought it was nice too. For Kyle especially, it was nice. Because he's not one to be like that. So I was surprised.
Yeah, he didn't need to. He was whatever. Yeah, no, it was fine. I think, and they're friends, I think. So I'm sure he meant well. It was just like, you don't need to say it. To spare you the abject humiliation of being a loser, we'll cut this short. I was like, thanks. You know.
Banana scored a P3 commercial. Did anyone catch that? Oh, that was fun.
Nice.
No?
I think I fast-forwarded. What's a P3?
I'll tell you what it stands for. It stands for Portable Protein Packs. I think it's a side thing of Lunchables, or maybe not Lunchables at all. They're their own thing, but it looks like a Lunchable.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, it was like
I
a kid's
think
thing.
It's like nuts, cheese, and cranberries.
Yeah.
No, I think it's
that
like,
is correct, Pam.
And
bananas, it aired during the challenge. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Sold,
so,
Bananas.
Anyway.
when I see them, I think I do like sweet and savory and crunchy. I want one of those.
There you go. Scene happens. Bananas is talking to Big T and kind of like convinces her to do some scheming, which to me wasn't scheming at all. It was a bunch of BS. She talked to the Holy Trinity, and Nani was even like, those are all my friends in there, but sure, I'll be nice to you right now. Anyway, right. Thoughts on that?
I disagree. I thought BT owned this episode. Like,
but what did she do though, Benny? Please tell me what she did that was so great.
She got confused. We don't know yet if what she said to Nani, Jenna, and Kayla, if it worked. So I'm assuming we're gonna see if it actually does work in future episodes. But if it does, it was genius because they were
never on the chopping
block.
So she didn't own yet then, technically.
They were never on the chopping block to begin with. And so she pretty much got them to agree, hey, I have your back. Them thinking that, oh, they're on the chopping block, but they're really not.
Mm-hmm. I think she got three drunk girls to say, sure, I won't say your name.
Thank you, Pam.
I have to agree.
And even that strategy, it's like, those girls aren't going to, if it's a women's elimination, it wasn't even a good alliance to try and make, I don't think. So I don't think that she owned it. I think Bananas puppeted her and was like, oh, go make moves while you're in power. And I don't think she did anything wrong. I think she was just sort of having fun with it, and it's not a big deal one way or the other. But I don't think she like boned up or anything, but I don't think asking those three girls to in the future not say her name was a big power move.
Well, I think it was a little bit of a cherry pop too in the game, because she left really early last season, so she hasn't really tasted politics that much, and it can be an intimidating thing to do. So she got in there and she went to a trio that was obviously an alliance, and she kind of added like a catalyst to throw off their game a little bit, because she's in power this episode, so have some fun with that.
Hey, that's guys, really you heard point. It here first. Big T popped her cherry on the challenge. You heard here first. Fantastic,
it was time.
Jenna, with that news and gossip.
It was time, Big T.
And I also might be biased, because in our interviews with Jay and Dee and everyone really we've spoken to and Bailey have all alluded to the fact that the Holy Trinity doesn't do much.
So I might
be biased knowing like, okay, these girls aren't going to be like a big power team to get your back. So that's the hindsight that I might also be thinking, all right.
The tribunal chooses Dee, Tori, and Maddie. I like Tori's honesty. I'm glad she was honest during the whole tribunal thing.
Agreed.
And they all thought they were on a power trip. I was like, yeah, but everyone's always on a power trip in that thing. So what was so different about their power trip? I didn't really mind them being in a power
trip. Well, it's not the power trip, but literally Tori, who's just the best. She just seems so sincere. She was like, 5 minutes ago, I felt like we were friends. Like, what's going on in here? Mm-hmm. To just change your tone to threatening and sort of bullying and all that stuff, and I don't think she was expecting it. She wanted to go in. It's like, why are you guys backing me into a corner? I'm saying I want to go in. I think it's not just that they were on a power trip, it's the way they were behaving.
I think for her it was because she didn't want to go in if it was a puzzle, and so they were saying, well, if it is a puzzle, what are you going to do for me if I save you from going in? And she couldn't give that. She couldn't give that that handshake to Big T. So I think that's what it was.
I like that though. I respect that. She's just honest about it. Like, hey, I can't promise you that. Instead of just being like a snake, which most people probably would have done, and like, okay, yeah, you have my word. I like that she was honest about it.
Yeah.
Do you guys think it was stupid or cool of Dee to also be honest to Bananas when Bananas asked, hey, who, or Bear said Bananas' name was getting thrown last week because of Ashley? Did she have an accomplice? Who was it? And Dee was like, yep, it was me.
Well, her foot's going to be in her mouth regardless, because they already knew for one. So if she would have lied, it would have looked really bad. And then admitting it looks really bad. So she's kind of screwed either way.
Yeah.
And they didn't trust her after she said all that stuff. They still didn't trust her. They were like, let's throw her in.
I thought it looked cool. I mean, I think it's like, yep. But also what you guys just said, it was kind of moot. They were there. Like, they saw I don't know how much of an accomplice she was, but she definitely backed Ashley, but they all saw that. So,
and they all did too, right? So maybe if she was part of the initial way of putting Banana's name out there, it was like he almost went in. There was at least five people that said his name. So
true.
But I
thought she looked cool. I thought Dee came off looking good in this.
Yeah, she did.
We got
Codebreaker for the purgatory of the evening. You got these two giant wheels, these five rings on each wheel. They got to spin it five times. They got to smash pots. And then at the end, they have to name the seasons in chronological order. And I'll say this, Dee knows the order of the seasons about as well as 2.0 does. So that's really interesting to me. Anyways, thoughts on this, guys.
Again, Dan, you were waiting for that one, huh?
All night, baby. All night.
I was super bummed to see these two go head to head. I wish it didn't shake down like that. It could have been anybody's game.
I was not bummed at all. I legitimately was rooting for Ashley this time. I am so done with Dee on this season from the very first episode. I'm so
really? David, she's so David, you should have been on from the beginning. I've been saying the same thing, dude.
She's so shady and snaky. She's such a weasel. And from the moment she had her opportunity to go in from the very first episode, she ran like a little coward, and I lost all respect for her when she did that.
I was like, get out of here.
Like, well, she literally flip-flops. She literally, like, honestly, there's no backbone to her. She's like a snake, just like doing what is like cool. And just trying to make it work for her with no actual ground to it, you know? Like,
I 100% disagree. She's playing the game. She's playing the game like anyone else.
She's playing a weak game, she's a cowardly game.
You know who's not going to think it's a weak game, though? Her bank account and those extra zeros in her bank account.
I don't care about that. I'm talking about a competitor. And honestly, she had, like, from the very first, the person that she had an issue with in the house, she literally backed down from after talking all this crap to her. She had the opportunity to go up there and
I'm just saying that the reason I wasn't a fan of Dee is because she had an opportunity to already get a red skull. Yes, I know she got one tonight. But if you're going to be a boss player and say you're a boss, whatever, you got to go in on that. That's the biggest issue I had with
her. Work smarter, not harder.
No, but this is the thing. Rogan, this is what makes her.
She's obsessed with Rogan. I'm sorry. I can't get around that. No woman should put herself through that with a man. Okay.
Well, one.
That's it. That's my problem with
it. She admitted that she didn't go in because she would have never lived it down. So she was upfront. She was honest about
that.
Have
some confidence, baby.
Exactly.
She didn't beat around the bush. Anyone would have done the same thing. It's a risky move, and she didn't want to make that risky move. Look what happened to CT. CT made that risky move.
Yeah, but he owned it. He owned it, though.
He went in too confident, and now he's not in the game anymore. She talked all this stuff to Jen, but at the same time, she's still here competing for that money. CT isn't.
And CT was able to mentally prepare. We didn't know at Dee's time.
I know.
That,
I understand.
That was an option. Right. We've rehashed this. I'm super team Dee this season. Even the Rogan stuff, I think she's owning all her emotions. She's playing well. You can't fault her for being smart. She didn't know going in against Jenny was an option that night. She said she was hungover. She was in jeans. She wasn't ready to go. You don't know what you're up against.
That's fine. I'm just saying, as a fan of someone on the show like I was of Dee, and I kind of still am, I would have loved to see the person I root for go in and no matter what in a decision like that. That's all I'm saying.
That's bullheaded to just go, oh, I'm a competitor. Yeah. I'm going to go in all the time.
No, it's integrity. It's called integrity.
It's not integrity. No, it's dumb.
Integrity. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I think you can't.
The game is not about integrity. It's not.
Sorry, Jenna. What were you saying, Jenna?
No, I was going to say, you can't always play this game with integrity. And you always have to be prepared for everything in the challenge. So you can state the argument, well, she should have gone in when she had the chance. But if you can control the situation when you're not prepared and you can say, okay, if I don't have to go in, I'm not going to go in. It is kind of a smarter move. It's work smarter, not harder.
That's all I heard.
Any other season besides this one, though, it's different now.
I'm coming for you now.
bring it.
But
I got your back, Jenna.
She made up for this episode, though. She said from the
bullshit. She had Wes help her. She had Wes help her. Wes wasn't there. I think she would have lost.
Technically, this is huge. technically, this is huge. And he said that he couldn't even hear Wes. So
he laid him. Okay, if you get it all down to just two, though, she said Wes got it down, so she had two.
Yeah.
Off. All she has to do is keep flipping and flopping right, until she gets it right at that point. Wes helped her win. Is it fair that Wes helped her win? I don't care that he helped her
win.
Right,
yeah.
It was
God.
It's not fair to the other contestant technically, but people always yell stuff from the stands. So we can't change that now. Right. But
I mean, I guess D could have studied the previous the seasons of the challenge, but I almost thought it was completely unfair to her when the elimination started. As soon as they gave the instructions and the rules, I said, well, this isn't fair. Dee's going home hands down. She's never seen the challenge. Australia doesn't air it. Tell me how that's fair.
She admitted that yesterday or a day before yesterday that they didn't air it when they were filming season 35, 34.
And I don't want to hear the bullshit of Wes was helping her. Tell me a single elimination where all the competitors in the stands aren't helping her.
I said that.
Agreed.
My point was that, like, I don't think she would have won if Wes didn't help her. That was my point.
Clearly. But I think, just to close this, my upsetness, I think, with you guys hating on Dee for not competing in the first one, this is not the Olympics. As we all know, there's the five categories. You're acting like it's a fair physical fight, and she wussed out on participating in it, and I don't think that's the case. That's to judge her as though...
And I'll say this. This is their job. They should treat it like a job and do some study, do some homework before they come onto this thing. That's all I'll say. All right. So Ashley goes home. See you, Ashley. We talked enough about that. Final thoughts on the elimination so we can move on to news and gossip with Benny the Jet Adams.
Yeah, I was really happy that Dee ended up winning. I thought it was kind of like a ball don't lie moment. Sure, maybe she didn't know the seasons and Wes helped her, but the fact that it's getting closer and Ashley is inching closer and closer, it's coming more neck and neck, and now everybody is shutting Wes up, pulling him away, trying to silence him, and Dee still prevails just by screwing around and finally doing trial and error. It's kind of like, good, well, I'm glad she won, because how much does that suck that she's up there at least like a few minutes time before Ashley gets there, and then she's going to be screwed because she doesn't know the history of the challenge. But I mean, I was rude of her, but it was a good matchup either way.
Yeah, I agree. I like the challenge, and yeah, I was glad that that Dee pulled it off.
News and gossip.
We're such like now because she was
news and gossip.
News and gossip. All right, it's gonna be quick, but yeah, Ashley, she was on Instagram Live. She was talking about that big fight between her and Maddie, and pretty much she was just saying that they were both completely wasted during the time. Ashley, before the fight, Maddie had confided in Ashley and told her like some really deep secret stuff, and that's when Ashley went below the belt. And she said that, and then Ashley said they made up, and they didn't show it on camera, but they had this talk, they made up. Ashley confided in Maddie, so she said they were good, like after that talk.
Okay,
good.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's how good. It seemed.
I've got it.
This is hey guys, Brianna the booth here. I have a little bit of news and gossip in case you might not know, because I'm a Teen Mom fan. Corey had his baby today.
Hey.
Oh, that's right.
Yay.
So
we heard, and Wes threw him some shade on Twitter about that too. Did you guys see what Wes said?
No. I think it was bananas.
Oh, sorry.
Did it.
Oh my God.
Bananas and Ashley
said, I'm so
came
sorry.
After.
Yes.
Bananas. I couldn't tell if this was Benny. I think you're probably the expert on this.
It was Bananas. So Corey said something on Twitter like the baby is on the way, and then Bananas says something like, now we just need to find out who the father is.
That is correct.
Oh, come on. I mean, it's clearly a trip. Whatever. I don't know.
Ashley said something to that, Benny. What did Ashley say?
I didn't see what Ashley said.
She wrote something. I forget.
She wrote basically like, I can't believe how low you are. This is, you know, the happiest day in someone's life. What a loser. But I almost couldn't tell if she was kidding. I mean, I guess she wasn't kidding, but it's like, he's clearly kidding. I doubt Corey was offended. I don't have all the information, but I did see her being mad about that. And I was like, I think we know it's a joke. I'm Team Ashley over Bananas any day, but.
Yeah. I think Johnny knows when not to say things and when he can say things. And I know Corey and Bananas aren't like bros, but I don't think they hate each other like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just bananas being bananas. That's what he does.
I came up with a game. It's a Twitter game.
Yes.
These are all tweets from the actual challengers on the season, this season. So it's only this season. I have 10 names. Should I give the names or should we just go for it?
Since it's just this season, I say let's go for it.
It's just this season. I have 5 guys and 5 girls, so I made it nice and even. So everyone's going to be nice and happy with my choices, hopefully.
Love the equality.
Do we want to do one guess? Thank you, Jenna. Do we want to do one guess per person?
Yeah.
Sure.
Right? So we're not all like going freaking crazy. All right.
Here we go. Here we go. She's the biggest cock block since the coronavirus.
D?
No. You each get one guess. You don't get minus points, just one guess apiece.
Fair.
So not who it's about, who tweeted that.
Who tweeted she's the biggest cock block since the coronavirus. Sorry, David,
bananas.
I'll give you another chance. I got
bananas.
You.
It's
Wes.
It's definitely.
Was it not bananas?
I said bear, so.
Wes.
Not bear?
Oh, the answer is Rogan.
Rogan.
Oh, yeah. I can see Rogan
so,
saying that.
David, you were very close because you had the person that he would be affiliated with. PPS, how are you going to call yourself a banana when your dick ain't even close? I'm so effing confused. Ashley, Benny's on the board.
That's funny.
He's up on that Twitter team.
Yeah.
While at Wes may look like a number two, he's my number one.
Johnny?
Yeah. Bananas?
That would be Pam got in there, I believe.
Ooh, ooh.
I know.
Who was it? Bananas.
I thought it was bananas. Why is no one effing asking about Johnny and Jay's love
Ashley.
Triangle? Was that Benny before Pam? Yeah.
It was Benny.
All right. Benny's on it.
He's the news and gossip, man. He knows what's up.
Right. It baffles me the amount of hate directed to me on Twitter and how it's from mostly females.
Jen.
No.
D.
D is correct, Pam.
Damn.
Pamela.
Yeah.
Oh, Jenna, you're going to love this one.
Oh, dear.
Audacity is the new needy greedy.
Oh, well, that's...
Wes said that. Correct, Jenna. Jenna's on
Why
the board.
Why am I like
How
an
fun-
8-year-old and I go like
this? Are you close enough, Jen?
All right. The area of the challenge where I need the most improvement is I need to be less condescending. Condescending
Wes.
Means I talk down to people. Pam got that one as well.
Yeah. He's such a mansplainer. Condescending means I talk down to people.
Well, that's the
well,
joke.
That's why it's great.
Yeah.
I know. Me and Big T went out of our way to try to
Melissa.
Be friends with her. Melissa is correct.
Oh.
The final part of
Damn,
that is
Benny.
Benny's taking this one. He's got it.
Is
no,
because
I think
we
Pam
have,
still winning.
Well, it's Benny's got 3. Pam's got 3.
Oh.
Got 1.
Dun, dun, dun.
For the win.
Gross.
Come on, David.
Oh,
you need to get
upset.
In there.
Oh, it's okay. I'm sorry. Oh, you're upset that I can take your girl. That's cute. You're cute, cutie. Winky face. Or a kissy face he gave.
Jay
is correct. Jenna's coming in again.
Stop. Wow.
Okay. Breaking news. Wes got rid of his beard, which
Kayla.
Shaved at least.
Kayla.
Kayla's correct.
Benny
Look,
so
you know,
excited.
Benny, people are going to be upset they didn't get through the whole thing here. They're not going to get through
right.
the I just shipped Cara a bottle of sardine oil with a note that says, don't mess this up.
Wes
Bananas?
Is correct.
Oh, shit.
Benny. Wes
That's
is correct,
funny.
Benny. Isn't
okay,
that great?
Operation Get David 1 tweet.
Just
come
one.
On.
Give me one.
Hear me out. A bar inside of Target.
It's Kayla.
Kayla.
David, say it.
I don't know.
Kayla.
Well, that's an assist by Jenna and David.
Yay.
Yay.
I appreciate that, girl. I got you.
I got you.
Let's
see you in elimination,
have, oh, we have some time left. Oh, LOL. Yeah. Volunteer for the smallest guy in the
Jay.
Sorry, volunteer.
Jay,
CT.
Yeah.
CT.
LOL. Yeah. Volunteer
no,
for the
Jordan,
smallest
Jordan.
Guy the chat
Jordan.
Challenge has seen in 5 seasons. Jordan is correct. He's giving shade to Rogan there.
Jordan's on Twitter.
Apparently.
The more you know.
The more you know. I have a couple more logs. I wrote these all
that
over.
That wasn't that funny, but
that
I love you.
Me.
You made me feel good. You made me feel good.
I've caught the 80-year-old like response. Oh, right. Like, what a funny.
So here's my last one. I believe Benny's going to win no matter what here, but this one's great. I had someone DM me a nasty message saying I don't post enough sexy photos, LOL. It's 2020, yeah. Man. People get mad about anything.
Kayla? Hey.
Jenna. I think Jenna. No, Nani. No,
I actually tweeted that. I'm sorry, guys.
David. It's Tori. Tori actually tweeted that.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, but she's like in a relationship and she's married.
But she posts sexy pictures.
People yeah, well, crazy. She says that she's, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I have sexy, like, I think I like Tori's, but whatever. Yeah, I think
probably some old-ass crazy DM'd her that, too.
Yeah.
Some dude's basement.
People can find a lot of things to get mad about.
we got about 8 minutes left here, guys. Let's do final thoughts and any predictions. We do see that Kayla and Bear make out, so that's going to happen next episode. That happens.
Man, I was really trying to root for Kayla on this. I was like, she was making me proud so far, and then to see that clip, I was like, oh, he let me down. Bear's persistent. He's persistent.
That's what she said. She said she likes
persistent.
That.
Yeah.
You know, it's very interesting, but I kind of like them together. It's weird. I don't know why.
It's weird.
It's it's such an interesting couple, and I can't explain why. Maybe it's just because they're so different, and it's cool to see people that are so different together. I mean, I don't know.
Bear likes a challenge. He loves a challenge, but does he like the challenge of actually performing on the challenge, or just like a challenge of just hooking up with a girl?
That's a lot of challenge.
Do we think Rogan is going to hook up with some other girl this season?
Not with Dee.
No.
Cock-locking.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Because he probably would have done it with Jen already, because he was really feeling her, and we don't see him acting like that towards anybody else. Go ahead, Betty.
Oh, but that's the thing. Like, what other girl would it be, though?
Right. He liked Nani last season, right? A little bit?
I mean, yes. No.
I don't think Nani liked him, though.
No.
Or was that Bear? Did Bear?
That was Bear. Bear liked Nani.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think Rogan's got to ride Dee's coattails. I think Rogan's just got to focus on Dee the rest. Now that Jen's gone, it's the one girl he actually liked, you know, just stay with Dee. She's doing great. Ride those coattails. Get to another final if you can. So.
I wonder what would be happening in this situation with Bear and Kayla if Georgia was in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to see that.
I know. I don't want to. This is Kayla's life, so I don't know what's happening with her relationship at home, if there was more of an inclination to hook up with Bear. But, I mean, you cheated on your boyfriend. And you see her pushing him away at first, so it's kind of unfair of Bear to keep pushing if that's what happens. But it also, I mean, we don't know if this was edited out, but she was entertaining his flirtation. She wasn't saying anything. You know, when she said, I could never date you because I can't trust you because you live on the other side of the world, maybe you should say, I can't date you because I have a boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah.
Girl. But yeah, I don't know her life. I don't know what her relationship was like and if she just like needed to liberate herself from that. But yeah.
It'll be fun to watch.
Cheating with cameras around is never like, what? Like, why are we still doing this?
Right?
How are people still going on and doing that?
It's interesting, though, because in the super trailer, we see her crying, and she was like, I can't believe I upped up my relationship with
an F-boy. For you.
So it makes me think, like, did she have, like, I'm confused, because, like you said, it doesn't make sense for her to mess up something so good if there weren't any problems to begin with.
Wasn't there issues with her and that guy in Vegas, though, in general? The guy she was dating in Vegas, weren't they having issues, though, when the season started? Like there was, I saw some stuff on Twitter, I thought. So
there was so much stuff, it was hard to follow. So
right, there's a lot going on.
They're not even together anymore. She's with that guy from X on the Beach now, the Sam? Is it Sam?
Sam Bird.
I just watched the X on the Beach. So what's that, Jenna?
Oh, well, I was going to say, that's what sucks, too, about it being Bear and Bear being the one to start this flirtation and Kayla falling into his trap, because at the end of the day, like, Bear, he's going to make you feel like he loves you at first because he wants to go with you. He likes to chase. But in, like, three episodes, it's going to be over with him. It's always fun and games to him, you know? So it's definitely not worth ruining your relationship over.
Especially on camera.
I'm with you.
Right? I know. Like, there's so many cameras around people. What are we thinking?
Kayla did tweet tonight, like, oops, in that preview for next week, I thought I looked in the bathroom 1,000 times and didn't know that there was a camera there. Busted.
Busted.
I mean, I've liked Kayla ever since The Real World Vegas. I think she's great. She's fun.
There's a reason why she's the only one from her cast to still be on the challenge. Like, there's a reason. She's good TV.
Yeah.
I do want to see more from Jenna.
Same.
Us too. Same. Us too, Jenna.
Girl. Yeah, I think you're seeing most of what there is.
Most of it.
I really hope not. I really hope. Well, we do know from the trailer that there is going to be drama with her and Zach. We do know that.
But that's the thing, Betty. And here's my conspiracy for that is they realize Jenna has no storyline without Zach. So they brought him in for this one little shot to give her some type of something because she's doing nothing this season. They don't even focus on her.
I don't think so because then we hear TJ say, Jenna, do you quit? I don't think they would go that far for her to quit. If she quits.
But either way, we can admit that without Zach so far, she has no storyline.
I'll give you that. Are we pulling another Joss? Is this a Joss situation?
Josh is too furniture-y. He's covered in couch cushions. At least, you know, Jenna, you can see her on the couch, but no.
A little bit, yeah.
Joss is next level.
Two really bold predictions. One, there's going to be another twist that becomes the craziest twist in challenge history. Because they haven't said that enough in confessionals this season.
Okay.
And second twist is Bananas and Wes are going to eventually have to backstab each other.
Yeah.
These are like the most lukewarm layup takes.
We like them though. We want to see. We wouldn't mind seeing it happen. So.
I've got follow-ups to those predictions. Do you have a prediction about what the super twist is?
Oh, God, no. I was just kidding.
Second, Bananas and Wes, we saw some division tonight during the elimination, and I don't know what level of alliance they have. Like, does them being an alliance mean that Bananas should root for D because she's Wes's number one girl? Like, tonight I was like, wait, are they going to be mad at each other for rooting for different people in the finale? Like, does an alliance mean it's beyond the two of them or what?
I think their alliance means that they just have to watch out for each other.
Yeah.
And I think the little stabs make their relationship more fun. I love that Banana said that about Wes. I kind of like seeing whatever he said about Wes. I forget what he said, but he stabbed him a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He called him his number two as in a poop joke. He did a poop joke about Wes. Like, these guys love this stuff. They love messing with each other. It's fine.
I didn't even get it. I was like, he may look like a number two. Like, I didn't get it until now.
Right.
Okay.
There you go.
Right. I don't like seeing Wes get as ruffled as he's been getting this season. He seems ruffled again tonight. Yeah, again tonight. Like, he is an OG vet. He's been one of the best athletically and smartest to play the game. I don't like that he's letting it shown that people are getting under his skin and it's working. It's like,
yeah, his possum game is, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's part of his possum game, but it doesn't look like it. It's not the normal Wes. It sucks. I agree.
Unless he's fooling us all.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we want to thank you guys so much for joining us. I'll say this. Who let the dogs out?
I thought he was
going to
hump the pillow.
That would have been amazing.
He's making a cameo.
Please do. Dogs out. Pam's in.
My name is
Daniel Lindgren. We've got Pamela Gross Jill. We've got David Punk Rock Christopher. We've got Benny J. Adams. And then Jenna doesn't want to share social media, I assume, right?
I guess I'm back in the game. Jenna underscore Bussier. I tweeted at D tonight for like my first tweet of the year. So like let's just open it back up.
Yeah. What else do you have to do? You got somewhere to be? Come on.
Right.
Pandemic times.
Peace out, guys. We'll see y'all next week.
Good night, guys.
Yeah.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.